everybody. Good day from out on Bittersweet Farm. I'm Ken Pierpont. It's time for stories from Bittersweet Farm. And today's story is chapter 6 from my book, For a Few Days, Stories from a Season of Life on a Family Farm. Chapter 6, The Ignorance of Ignoring Warnings. I've almost never gotten myself into trouble without overriding at least one warning first. Sometimes I've managed to ignore a series of warnings before I plunge headlong into mischief. I've noticed there are evil influences everywhere I go and evil impulses inside me, but God is always faithful to warn me before I yield to them. Sometimes a warning comes in the still small voice of conscience. Sometimes I hear my mother's voice in my mind. Sometimes my wife lets me know when I'm about to step in something messy. There are times when I'm reading the Bible and I feel like God is speaking to me in clear, unmistakable language, warning me of folly. In His infinite creativity, through a network of angels, prophets, preachers, parents, the inner voice of the Spirit, the dictates of His Word, the Bible, Sunday school and church, memories, or the agency of human authorities, He is faithful to warn His children when they're about to do something harmful or foolish. The angel of the Lord once visited a man named Balaam to warn him. This should have been a very impressive and intimidating warning, but Balaam was spiritually out to lunch and did not see the angel in his path. This was the angel of the Lord. We're not talking here about the naked, effeminate, chubby cherub of the Lord. We're talking about the I command all the armies of heaven angel of the Lord, armed with a sword. Other places where the angel of the Lord manifested himself, strong men were reduced to cowering fear. Balaam's donkey saw that Balaam didn't see and had the good sense not to go on. When the donkey balked, Balaam began beating him with a stick until God enabled the donkey to speak and warn him that he was in the presence of the angel of the Lord. Can you imagine his shock? If my donkey talked to me, I think I would have been speechless, but Balaam talked back to his donkey. He had a little bickering exchange there in the presence of the angel of the Lord. The donkey said, "Why are you beating on me?" And Balaam said, "If I had a sword, I'd kill you." And the donkey said, "Haven't I been a good donkey for you all these years?" And finally, out of pity for the poor animal, God opened Balaam's eyes. So God is faithful to warn even ignorant, unworthy people in the most creative ways. This should be a comfort to all of us. It's unusual for God to send angels and donkeys to warn us, but it is common for Him to use grandmas and grandpas. I remember once years ago when God warned me very directly through my grandpa. My grandpa warned me never to play in the barn. The barn is not a place to play. It can be dangerous in there. Of course, I should have listened to him, but I was influenced by my evil cousin. At least that's the way I remember it. I've really never been that good at thinking up evil things to do on my own, but it seems like there's always someone around who's good at bad stuff, and my evil cousin, he was like that. That old barn was one of the most fascinating places I've ever explored. There are so many interesting possibilities there. There was a rope hanging from a rafter, and the barn was filled with hay, so it was the most tempting thing in the world to climb out of the stack of bales and swing from the rope and drop into the hay below. I did it over and over and over again, and so did my cousin. In fact, I'm sure it was his idea. After a while, even something as fun as that gets a little routine, so he started to look for variations. And that's when Jimmy came up with a delicious idea. He casually suggested that maybe we should swing over and land on the roof of the milk room. Immediately, I knew it was something I had to do. He told me he didn't think I could do it. I said I could. He was sure I couldn't, so of course I showed him. I climbed to the topmost bale of hay, took the rope, and adding a Tarzan-like cry for effect, swung out over the top of the milk room. And well out over the milk room, I let go of the rope and dropped nicely to the roof. Nothing to it. Except it wasn't a roof, it was a ceiling. The milk room was framed under a shed roof of the barn and finished with drywall. And when I dropped onto the roof, I happened to miss the studs, and I landed with all my weight directly on a piece of drywall between the studs, and I shot through the drywall like a hot knife through butter, but I didn't fall to the ground. That would have been merciful compared to what happened. I missed the studs but landed a straddle of a milking stanchion with one leg on one side and one leg on the other, and the pipe brought my swift descent to a sudden, jarring, painful, humiliating halt. It was a very uncomfortable position, I'll tell you. It still hurts a little when I think about it. When the dust settled, I could hear my evil cousin's hideous and sadistic laughter. I've never really been that quick to pick up on things, but this experience left an indelible impression on my psyche. When I think back on that warm memory of me dangling from a hole in the ceiling of the milk room, I'm reminded again to take warnings seriously, and I'm reminded it's really a bad idea to let myself be influenced by evil people like my cousin Jimmy. I always expected Jimmy to organize prison riots when he grew up, or maybe take up with the mafia, or run for Congress, but I have to admit, he's turned out pretty good after all. As evil as he was, it probably could never overcome my influence on him for good, I suppose. Hey, we all have our role to play, right? You don't want to take my humor too seriously. My cousin was really not evil, and the only part of the story that's not true and accurate is my evaluation of him as pretty good after all. Fact is, he is a fine husband, a father, provider, and a leader in his church. And I say this because it's true. Because I don't want my aunt to scratch me off the Christmas card list or write me out of her will. Well, that's the story today from out on Bittersweet Farm, where every day is a beautiful day and the little light in the kitchen is always there.